Consciousness returned in a rush. I clapped my hand over my ears, but it barely made a dent in the incessant noise battering me. Water crashed over rocks. Far from soothing, the noise pushed me toward madness. I was screaming, too. The ungodly racket blasting from my throat didn't help anything. I could do something about that part, so I shut up. My fingers were cold. So cold, maybe I hadn't felt them in a long time. Did I even still have fingers? In the world I remembered, the one apparently lost to me, extremities withered and died from frostbite. I know these things. I was a surgeon back in a distant universe. Dr. Aaron Ryan. I muffled a snort that sounded more like a groan. At least I remembered my name. It was a start. Images of blackened fingers and toes flashed through my mind. Right along with men clipping off dead appendages with scissors. A bloodless proposition because bodies had a way of jettisoning their losses. I let go of my head, took my gloves off, and stuffed my hands into my pants right on top of my stomach. Maybe if they weren't too far gone, I could save them. For what? The bitterness in that question pounded a whole lot home, like how desperate my situation was. Maybe letting myself fade from the tips of my body inward wasn't a bad thing. Dying from cold wasn't painful. There were worse ways to go, lots of them. Exquisite agony shot through two fingers as blood returned to them, coaxed by the heat of my belly. Soon the other fingers joined the party, screaming in protest. They liked being dead, saved them a whole lot of trouble. I rolled to my knees, awkward without using my hands for balance. From there I forced myself to my feet. They were just as numb as my fingers had been, but I hadn't noticed them when I was crumpled in a heap on the ground. I hurried up and dragged my heavy, insulated overmitts back on. No point in allowing the sub-zero temperature of my prison to cancel the good work my stomach had begun. Where the fuck was I? I blinked against the cave's dimness, willing my eyes to bring me more details. It didn't work, so I reached for the headlamp built into the hood of my suit. Clumsy with gloves, I finally located the switch. Nothing. It must have died hours ago. Or was it days? How long had I been here anyway? I paced in a circle, trading the pins and needles return of sensation in my hands for similar misery in my feet. I am not ready to lie down and die. Not yet.